Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is motherfucking Drink Champs Yappy Hour. Make some noise! You talk about ultimate athlete. You talk about pro athlete. You talk about, you know, all-star. All the motherfucking accolades. We talk about wide receiver number one in the game, in my opinion. I can't believe he's not in this year, but I feel like him and Tom going to reconnect, and they going to the West Coast. I'm not sure. Woo. I'm not sure. But it feels like that to me. The man has constantly, he has said that he would not be like, you know, one of these regular players. You know, he's going to, you know, own a team when he finishes. Mm. That's who he looks at. He's not trying to be a podcaster or be talking behind and talk shit like that. He's above and bigger than that. He is born and
as
raised.
As he should be.
Liberty City.
Home team in this motherfucker, the crib.
God damn it.
Hell yeah.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the notorious AB.
Hey!
Now, AB, it's no secret. Like, you know, we've been in the news lately. But on a great note, we've seen that you proposed to your lady today. Was that today?
Man. Yeah, today.
Was that today?
Yeah.
Let's make some noise for that. That is beautiful.
Hey.
That is a beautiful thing right there. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
So I see you with the Richard Mille. You're out here looking great. You're out here looking great. So, okay, let's describe the Patriots, right? Because we all know you went to the Patriots. We understand your relationship with Tom Brady. And you know, what happened this year? In your opinion, for our fans, what do you think happened this year?
I just think, you know, whatever went down, Mr. Kraft wasn't able to support it at the time and the time of state they was in, so they did what was best for the team, man.
And you think it was a social media thing, like the Twitter rant?
Was it pressure? Like a pressure?
Or was it because like they be trying to build perfect football players over there, right?
I mean, I don't know what it could have been, but, you know, I know they did that, and, you know, I could have helped them last season, so.
Of course. That was, like, my next question. Like, a person that's so dominant on the field, like you that boy, like, when it comes to that. But is it an organization like the Patriots who would step back, or is it because you were still on the contract? Because I'm sure anybody else would have picked you up, but it was because, are people scared to cross the Patriots or something like that? Or?
I don't know.
Okay. I get it. So what's your favorite team you play for?
Probably the favorite one. I think the Patriots was the favorite
one. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what's all the teams, though? That's just for anybody who doesn't know. What all the teams you played for?
Just the Steelers, really.
Steelers?
Yeah.
You didn't play for
Oakland?
Oh, yeah, right.
I just passed through, but I ain't really getting no play.
You don't consider that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it the Hard Knock Lives?
Yeah,
he was on there. He was catching ball, all that. Like, you know what I mean? Do you think that is a part of, and I'm me being black, so I want to be very cautious. Like, you're a strong black man. You're a man that represents power. You think that that's a problem when it comes to you? Because, you know, so, and most of the time you're outspoken. Do you think that, like, that's the reason why? Like,
absolutely. You know, football is a team sport, you know, team game. So you got to fall under team policies and, you know, not kind of be an outcast.
Right.
And some attention could seem like an outcast. So, you know, that's not what they're trying to represent.
Right. Well, that's real. That's real. So make some noise for that. Now, hold on, because you got a whole long history, man.
Yeah.
But let me get to your record right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I forget what radio station I went on, and I bigged your record up. I said, the record is hard.
I mean, a lot.
I said, the record is hard. And then I went on Twitter, and I said, the record is hard. And Joe Button said, I got to relax. Joe, and I said, Joe Button, you got to relax. But let me just tell you something. If You wasn't so much of a dominant football player. I think that people, I think that it's like they're, people are sitting back saying you can't be that great in two different fields.
Yeah.
That's what I think is your problem, is you battling your own greatness. You think that's the case?
I mean, you just got to be the best at whatever you do, right? I mean, you've been an OG in the game for a long time,
right? Yes, yes, that's right. That's right.
You was like the Jeezy of the streets in your area.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. It wasn't for me, it wouldn't be a Jeezy. They can say that, goddamn. Let's make it look like that. Nah, but,
you know what I mean?
So, man, now, the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
That is like one of the most elite positions. You are the guy that's going to catch the Hail Mary. You're the guy that's going to go out there deep. You're the guy that's the defender is. You the guy that's smoking them. How hard is that to maintain?
Like maintain far as physically.
Like when I asked Floyd Mayweather, like he was like he wanted to avoid ring rust. Yeah. So what are some things that you do that
like training wise?
Yeah, training wise, is stick with a.
To stay high elite, like wide receiver.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But just being able to run full speed distance. You know, now they got like GPS trackers where they could tell like your top speed, how fast you go over 12 miles an hour.
Like they know legit right now how fast you is.
Yeah, legit on how long you hold speed, so they get the details.
Damn.
For the whole.
What do you think of like the new league? You think the new league is kind of softer than with Walter Payton and like, you know, like
I think
those?
I think it's smarter. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the days, guys get clothesline in their head, still line up, play, got to break a finger. I think it's more, this time it's more recovery, more treatment, and more stuff that keep guys healthy.
Right. What is the concussions that they
CTE?
Have? CTE?
Yeah.
You ever experienced that? Like, you ever got hit hard?
I'm sure he got hit hard.
Wow. But you never felt like memory loss?
Yeah, like, what's your stance
that?
On that whole movement on the CTE?
I mean, you know, as a football player, you know, you don't sign up to play a regular game. So,
right.
I mean, fortunate for me, you know, right. I've been blessed to the point where I haven't lost any memory or...
Right.
But you completely believe in the whole science,
I mean,
behind that, what they're saying right now.
I mean, it got to be, you know, playing football, you know, you got to be able to control chaos, you know.
Right.
Knowing control
someone,
chaos, yeah.
Someone trying to tackle you or hit you, or you having to hit someone to tackle someone, so you got to be able to control that chaos.
Right.
Like, if someone's trying to guard you, like a Richard Sherman or something like that, like, do you talk to them?
Nah.
And get them out their game, or you just smoke?
You just look at them.
Okay.
He's in them and shit.
Yeah, look out.
You look at, and now, I mean, you're a bad boy. You're a bad man on there. So, like, is there anybody who try to do that to you, who tell you, man, yo, you ain't getting this amount of yardage today. You ain't getting these amount of catches and stuff like that. Is it people who try to ever bully you?
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey, a good corner who try to, you know,
get out of here.
Get in your head a little bit.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
What type of things he say? Like, just generic. You ain't got to, you know.
I mean, just, you know, he got a big matchup playing against me, so he's just, you know, giving off the wrong attention instead of being focused on the game.
Right.
He's more letting his motion be focused on the player instead of just letting the play be the play, you know?
That's real. Now, how cool were you and Tom Brady that there's a rumor that when you was in Boston, he wanted you to stay in his house?
Yeah.
Like, how cool? What is that? Is that because y'all chemistry on the court, or y'all been cool before that?
We've been cool really before that, and you know, the mutual understanding of hard work. You know, Tom is a exemplifier of a guy who, you know, worked his way to the top and continue to set that precedence of still being a, you know, high athlete and working still hard. So
And this is rumors, because there's rumors that, like, he calls practice at, like, 3:00 in the morning and shit like that, like on the beaches and shit like that.
He himself?
There's rumors.
This is real?
Yeah.
Now, he's a perfectionist. You know, he worked at the game and put the time in.
Now, do you ever think about him and Bill Belichick, like, separated? Because, like, no one has ever seen that, right? Like, we have never seen that. And they're, like, the quote-unquote, like, illest team, like, supposed to be.
They always played together? He was always
on. I mean, ever since I knew, right?
Yeah. Like, professionally? Yeah.
So, what do you think about them separated?
I mean, if that would be the case, you know, it would be exciting to see. You know, as a competitor, as a player, you always, you know, as a teammate, as a coach, you know, everyone sets the pin on everyone. So it's always amazing to see everyone have individual success, collective success, and see how they do separately.
Because one of the reasons I asked, right, is like when you was at the Steelers, right, And then Roethlisberger, we understand that there was a little bit of discrepancies with y'all. And then everyone from y'all discrepancies, everyone tried to blame it on race. Like, everyone was like, oh, you know, whether it was race on your part or race on his part. But then you see the great camaraderie with you and Tom Brady, and it offsets that. But what was the discrepancies with Roethlisberger?
No, I think it was just a misunderstanding, man. Me and Roethlisberger had a great time, you know, playing football, great relationships and memories and moments.
Made
we created.
Some ball, right?
Yeah, but I just think as a competitor, as an athlete, you get older and you go through so much as an individual and you don't really get to communicate with the quarterback in regards of everything you thinking of what went on for that year. So I just think, you know, I did kind of the same thing that Ben did, you know, went to blaming other people for my problems instead of, you know, just taking responsibility and getting them done. So shout out to Ben, man. We broke a lot of records together, man.
Got that. We got that. Make some noise for Ben. Got that. Now, for something that you said earlier, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
Now, for people that's coming from the hood, right? People that come from the same background as you, background as us, and they're coming from the hood, and but their whole mentality is, it's me. Let me do me. Yeah. Let me do me. How do you go from do me to just saying that, like, you know, recognizing it's a team sport and you got to participate in that?
Yeah, well, you need to, you know, collectively, you know, you need, you know, it's not like you're a rapper, you go in there and you do it yourself, you know, you got to. The O-line got to block the guy perfect for the quarterback to get you the ball.
Right.
A lot of things that got to happen that transpire to help your success. So it's collective together. You know, the quarterback don't throw you the ball. You can't, you know what I mean?
Everybody's got to do
their
part.
Everyone got to be in sync. So.
Right. And then a football team is like 60 players, right?
Yeah,
you got
60.
Like,
that's just crazy.
You got, guys offense,
from all over.
Defense, you got special teams.
Yeah.
Then you got the coaching staff. Then you got the coaches. Yeah. Like, is it hard to be able to deal with those egos? I can imagine that's like going back to school. You're like, you know how you went to school? You went to school in Norwood, right? What was it?
Norland.
Norland, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not in Liberty City, is that?
No, Miami Garden.
Okay, so boom. So I imagine, like, when you went there, did it feel like that? Like, you had to start all over when you get to a team? Because there's so many people you got to meet.
I just feel like, you know, the game's so special. You know, it brings a lot of people from all over areas collectively together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something special when you got, you know, 50, 60 guys all committed to winning. You know, no matter where they're from, no matter their race, they just come together for the great cause of winning. And that's something special to be a part of.
Right. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn. Now, what's your take on Stephen A. Smith in First Take? What's y'all, like, what's going on there?
I think he said a lot of stuff that, you know.
You think he's a bozo a little bit? I can throw that out there. Go ahead.
He's a little bozo.
He's a little bozo. He does bozo things. It's okay.
Now, he's a smart guy, but sometimes he contradict what he says. Like, sometimes he may say something, but he may not believe it a little by. So sometimes he contradict himself in what
he says. Like, he specifically be like, stay off the weed. Yeah. Stay off the weed. But then he has Snoop Dogg on the next fucking episode. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about, Stephen A? This is the new that keeps everybody on the weed. What are you talking about? Including the football players. Tell me something. Let me throw that out there. Let me tell you. Holy moly guacamole. But so, so you feel that way about Stephen A?
Yeah.
How about Max Kellerman? You and Max, all right?
Yeah, I don't really have no problem with no one in the media, man. I know those guys got to do their jobs.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can say things about me that may not be ideal.
Yeah,
but
they
got to
critique y'all.
They got to do it. You know, that's their job. You know, you know, I don't take it personal. I know it's a part of the game being judged and having people talk about you.
Right.
But sometimes people say some stuff that just off the wall.
That's real shit.
You know what I mean?
That's real shit.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, no one can ever complain about your performance.
Exactly.
No one can say you don't come on. Any team you've gone to, you've elevated those teams. So, I mean, I know you probably can't say, but this other than Corona, fuck, Corona fucking us up.
Yeah.
You blame coronavirus or something?
No, I'm just saying, like, right now, like, because the season would have been a spring break, right?
Yeah. This you're talking about the season.
Spring training, like, like something like that, right? Like, I'm far off or? Yeah, because they would have start me. I heard that they canceled some meeting. Roger Goodell's. They canceled meetings. You think that shit is real?
The coronavirus.
I mean, I'm honest. Look, I'm out here with gloves on and shit. Like,
he definitely.
I don't know nothing. But you think that's a what do you think?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. We're out here, so you just gotta Right. Protect yourself all the time. You know, it's an epidemic.
Strapping up means something else right now. Yeah. You gotta
stay prayed up and prayed up. Same time, nigga. Stay prayed both up. Goddamn. You think that though? You think this is a real epidemic or this is some shit that they bought? They fucking with us.
It's a little bit of both.
We'll see what happens.
Can't be too careful.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna do a little bit more wet. Yeah.
A little more wet, literally.
Literally, my brother.
Literally.
So, how hard, because you know, you get to see Uncle Luke, right? Uncle Luke with his program, and I believe he's in Liberty City as well. And like when it comes to Florida, this is like a football state. Like if a kid is coming up, you coming up from New York, your dream is to be a rapper, a basketball player. You coming up in Florida, I imagine Trick has changed the people from wanting to be a rapper and wanting to be a ball player. Like you, I believe Terrell always said Ocho Cinco's from out here too.
We got a lot of players from out of Miami. UM also.
Just Ocho. How is it for a kid coming from Miami to, what advice would you give them, I'm asking?
A kid coming out of Miami?
Yeah, coming out of Miami.
Well, just have a plan, you know, not be distracted by your environment. Mm-hmm. You know, work hard, have a plan, and stick to that plan and make sure you be successful.
Mm-hmm. And how important were the programs in the school you was in? Like the coaches? Like, were they instrumental or you feel like...
I played for Gwen Cherry like 9 to 10 years. I mean, you just got to be a strong individual because, you know...
But you had good coaches in like high school?
In these neighborhoods, it's in the middle of Scott Project. Right. So. Mm-hmm.
But some of the best programs are in some of these schools.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them.
I mean, it's all about the player, you know, not about the program. You know, if you got goals, you want to make it, you want to go somewhere, you'll be driven by that, you know. Right. There's opportunities all over here with football clubs everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, ballers, in the beginning of ballers, they show you. That's you working out, right?
Yeah.
Do they cut you a check for that?
Royalties?
Okay, all right, got that. Make a noise. Do that. I obviously have never played in the league. But for me, as an outsider looking in, I think ballers is like the closest thing to it. Like Entourage, I don't know if you ever watched Entourage, but Entourage was close to the music industry, close to the thing.
Acting,
do you watch ballers at all or no?
I watched a little bit of it, but I don't think they really portray like the real.
Oh, really? You don't think Spitting Strasbourg is somebody?
And shit. It's a little exaggerated. No.
Yeah, too much.
It's too much?
Yeah. Too Hollywood.
How about when they meet with the execs, like the fake Roger Goodell.
Your face is mad
funny. They meet with the fake Roger Goodell. And the dude from the Dallas Cowboys, what's his name?
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, they make a fake Jerry Jones on there. You ain't never seen that shit? I be like, oh shit. I be thinking they're giving up secrets and shit like that. So I'm fucked up. Let me get that out of my head. Yeah. All right, cool. Because I was gassed up. Let's make some noise for that. Get that out of my head. So I want to reiterate how 7-time Pro Bowl. Goddamn. 7 times. What is a Pro Bowl? That's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, in Orlando now, but
it's Orlando
been Hawaii
now.
Before.
Wow. Goddamn, 4-time. First time all pro. Jesus, my dude. Jesus, this motherfucker producing numbers. Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese, man. And we going back this year, buddy. I got my notes. You get my notes? Yeah. Shit. Look, this is how thick your shit is, my nigga. Like, niggas don't got notes like this. Niggas be having one sheet. Your shit is like a textbook. It's like a dictionary.
Encyclopedia.
Jesus, yeah, like a little encyclopedia, bro. I gotta do some studying. What you say?
Nah, that's Drink Champ Sports is here,
go ahead,
too.
Go ahead, Drink Champ Sports.
Hey, AB, I'm Drink Champ Sports. What's going on? Respect.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah, you can jump on the mic.
I hate to do this, but coming from Central Michigan in your college years, when you first made it to the NFL, your first year in the NFL, you did what they call Sam Cassell in the NBA. You went to the Super Bowl in your first year.
Wow.
How is that experience coming from a college level automatically in the big game?
Mm. It's an amazing experience. You know, that's every kid's goal, you know, to be in the biggest game in the world and be playing and have the opportunity to live out the dream. Obviously, luckily we didn't win, so.
Right, Green Bay Packers took it.
Yeah, it was just an experience, but you just realize how hard it is to get there. I mean, you remember every moment of being there, and that's every guy's goal as an athlete to be able to win the biggest game in the world.
It is one of the best experiences as a young athlete. Yeah. But let's say you also, as a rookie, you had the most receptions in your position, because not only did you wide receiver, you did punt return.
Yeah.
So which one do you like better, wide receiver or punt returner? Thank you, E.
I mean, I just want to get any opportunity to get on the field and get the ball, man.
Special teams, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, let's go.
Anything, anytime they call you, you've never done a quarterback play. You never did one of those trick plays.
Yeah, I did a trick play. I threw a touchdown,
and
too.
You got a touchdown.
Yeah.
So you're a quarterback experience.
You can play ball, too? You can play basketball?
That's what you call it?
I'm nice, man.
I knew you was going to say it. Every football player, you think, can play basketball, too. Every basketball. They always look. Like Mike Vick, I went to his crib. He was trying to play me in ball so much. I said, Mike Vick, you got to relax.
You ain't play?
Nah, because I didn't want a football player to have that on me.
You should have played. You should have tested that out.
I didn't want to. And I had on jeans, too. I said, you know what? Because you know.
That could have been your excuse.
You know, you playing for fun. But they're never playing for fun. They want to be like, I bust your ass, motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? But did you play high school ball, basketball?
Only football.
Only football. Yeah, only football. You think you could have made it in ball if you really put your mind to it?
Who knows?
That's what I'm talking about. Let's make the noise that. Damn, I'm just looking at your motherfucking shit, man. This is remarkable. You want to read some of this shit, Paul? Go ahead.
Hey, all that information.
I think Paul knows it all.
Yeah, come on.
Read some
of that.
Can I ask you a question? When you had to make the move out of Pittsburgh, did you know you were going to Oakland? Is that phone call coming to you, or is it just like your agent tells you?
And that was Oakland. That was when they moved to L.A., right? When they moved back to L.A.
No, that was
it's Oakland.
Oakland.
Oh, it was still in Oakland. Okay.
That's why we say Oakland.
Oh, okay. My bad. I'm thinking it's the Raiders. That's the same thing. My bad.
I knew when I was leaving the team, you know, I knew Oakland Raiders had a lot of first-round picks, and they needed a wide receiver, so I knew it would have been a good possibility of me landing there.
Right. You know the Dolphins will love you.
I was going to ask that.
You wouldn't fuck with the Dolphins?
We'll see what happens.
Can I make that call for you?
what's the you want to make the actual call?
No. Since you home team, we always respect everybody, whether the rapper,
what's the Dolphins quarterback name?
Or Dolphins quarterback.
Old school?
Right now, the Dolphins quarterback is Fitzpatrick.
He's from the Jets, right? He's from the Jets. Holy moly. And, man, and who the Jets got that just got
injured? Isn't that rivalry, though? Jets and Dolphins?
You know, Larry David just made a whole episode about, like, they killing themselves because of the Jets. It hurt me. Yes, he made an episode. Yeah, the Jets. A motherfucker killed himself because of the Jets.
What do you mean? Because they lost?
On the episode.
Yeah, on the episode. This is how bad it is being a Jets fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, coming from New York. That's not worse than Miami.
No,
Miami's worse than the Jets right now?
A bit. Because,
get out of here.
Because we got your leftovers. We got Fitzpatrick. But he's the Fitzmagic. Because he's doing his job. He's doing his job. But Miami's been known to bring back athletes that have a little controversy. And you're not shy from that. But we respect that gangster because you're from
the crib. We'd love in Miami, it'd be
so
ill.
Even when you had blonde hair, even when you got a concussion against the Bengals, even when you went to
he was still
Patriots,
kicking out.
I hated you when you went to the Patriots.
But I respect
your business and I respect your career. And when they didn't sign you and you went, you appealed, and you were gonna go play for the other league. But then now you're like waiting, and we're waiting, and I'm going Little Havana, and I'm throwing the chickens in the back because we need you in Miami.
Damn, bro, don't go that far, man. Relax.
Lead into that question because I know you probably can't.
Chicken in the
back,
question,
but is it have to be a chemistry between a quarterback or like because it's like I'll give you an instance, right? Me and Pharrell, like that's my boy. Like in the studio, me and Pharrell, we have all the chemistry in the world. But to tell you the truth, we have nothing in person in common at all. Like,
but you have chemistry in the studio.
The chemistry in our studio.
So that's all that matters on the field.
But
that's all that matters on the field.
So I'm imagining. Have you ever worked with like a quarterback who, like on the field, it was a super chemistry, but off the field, you had nothing in common?
Dry.
I mean, you know, to have a good quarterback and receiver chemistry, you gotta have a relationship off the field.
Oh, okay.
And you gotta work out it on the field as well. So. Having a good combo come from both sides, you know, working at it and being there able to coexist.
And is that consist with like going out to eat?
Yeah, any little thing to break bread. So in the heat of the moment, you know, you guys
have that camaraderie.
Ready to go.
Like, you're going double dates and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta bring your girl.
I ain't do no theories like that. Right?
Well, I see you got a nice watch game.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I seen, last time I seen you was pouring Bel Air on your Richard Mille. Yeah, what, yeah. Is that one of the bells that you threw the Bel Air on? Yeah, yeah. Let's make some noise for his watch game. Yeah. And you know, Pharrell got one of those. Pharrell got the Pharrell watch like that. So is that something you into? You into jewelry and keeping up?
No, I just got one nice one. You know, okay. I just own one nice one.
And you pulled up in a Lamborghini too. Let's make some noise for that. We living our life, goddamn. We living our life, man. Man, so what's next, man? What's next? You gonna act? What we gonna do? We gonna besides going back to the league and winning this chip this year? That's a you know all next year, wherever we get back, wherever we get corona free.
Yeah.
But besides all that, what's next for that? Like besides sports?
Just you know, take care of the family. Mm-hmm. My man Chico helped me, you know, cook some new work. You know, hopefully we get Nori on the chat.
Okay, No problem.
Hopefully we get back to the league.
So you serious about rap?
Is that for real?
Okay.
So you got to tell us who are your favorite MCs.
I got a couple favorite, but you know, this is a Drink Champ show. I don't want to make nobody.
You can just say a couple.
We don't care.
A few. Who are some of the ones you're feeling like? Someone that are OGs and some of the new guys.
We don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't really want to talk about men, you heard?
Okay.
Like, you know. I'm here with Nori, man.
Yeah,
Nori,
that's all good. You know? Let's do shots. I mean, cause we know you ain't drinking. But let me just tell you something. Our show is about celebrating people's careers, man. And you know, over here, that's what we're gonna do. Over here, we're gonna celebrate your career. We're gonna get into a little bit of your knowledge. But that's what it's all about. It's all about bigging you up. You know what I'm saying? In this life, so many people, they want to kick you out. You know, when you get to a certain level, when you reach a certain status, and they don't want to appreciate you. We want to appreciate you while you're here. Give your flowers while you're here. We don't want anything to happen and be like, oh man, how much of a great person he is. We want to say that now in your face, in your flesh, because we got to start doing that. We got to make this more popular. We be big up people. I'm with whatever shot. I do Ciroc. I don't even do a Bailey's shot. I've never had that. You had Bailey's before? It feel like there's milk involved somewhere.
I'm good. I just tell me why.
No? Okay. I'll do the Bailey's.
You just said you wanted to do the Bailey's.
I'm going to take a shot for you, AV.
So give me the other non-broken shot glass. Wow,
this is a broken? No, I knew there's milk involved. This is how you know you a smooth nigga when you drink this.
No, Chico. Chico. Give me. No, give me the glass, bro.
Hey, just put my high quality H2O. You got it.
Okay, high quality H2O. I like that too.
We got the House of Mac.
High quality.
We're gonna do this. Hold on.
To the baddest wide receiver in the motherfucking game. These motherfuckers been biting him for years, stealing his moves,
my G.
Making sure, you know, taking his style. That's the homie.
Relax.
Woo. So, cause I remember watching you on, I think it's LeBron James, Undisputed. Is the name of it, LeBron?
Yeah, the shop.
It was called the shop. Now it's called Undisputed.
Same setting.
So, and I remember you talking about, like, you know, the NFL and how you felt like it was different. It's a totally different feeling nowadays.
I just think, you know, you gotta just change your outlook. You know, your outlook to any circumstance is negative, then your action is gonna, you know, follow suit. So, I think for me at that time, you know, coming off a season, you could, you know, still carry season frustrations.
Right.
But, you know, NFL is a great opportunity, man, giving guys an opportunity to live their dreams. Make millions of dollars and live out an amazing career. So for me, you know, I'm just excited to get the opportunity back and show people what I could do.
That's what's up, man. You think social media is like overrated at this point? Like someone can say something on social media and they'll just blow it out the way. Like, you know what Kevin Hart went through
Look what they did with the Mayweather shit, dude.
What?
You ain't see where they edited Oh, and they made him spell GOAT wrong.
They made
him look crazy, and people believe in it.
And then my reaction is not that reaction.
No.
They show my reaction like, oh.
No, that's not my reaction. No, you like, said I wasn't ready, but you say that for a lot of things.
No, but that was a totally different reaction.
That was so foul, the way they edited that shit.
Lethal right now, man. It's just like you could be framed or spun the wrong way or made fun of. Yeah. This is a crazy time we in. You just got to be careful.
Yeah, it's great. We had Lil Wayne on the show, and Lil Wayne went like this. And they said he sniffed coke. He said, what the fuck?
Nah, he went down for a second for something. Like,
yeah, he went to blow the ashes.
Yeah, and they put a snorting.
There's no way that happened.
They added the snorting noise, and they said he did coke.
And then the thing is, if we address that one thing, we got to address everything. So we got to sit back and just let people, like, somewhat attack us. So, I mean, social media is just, like, it's
its own thing. It's just
a constant troll, you know. Jealousy and envy is, you know, reciprocated, is never donated. So, 9 times out of 10, you got people sitting on the internet, you know, and their lives ain't where they want them to be. So, they're looking at others as living the lives that they want and usually cause trying to distract it or try to clown them for points. So, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And are you signed to you or you signed to a lady?
Yeah, I signed myself.
Oh, okay. You got distribution?
Yeah.
Oh, who you got distribution with?
Video.
What, who?
NVIDIA?
Yeah. They sound rich. I don't know, but they sound rich. Let's make some noise for them. Sound rich. So you're gonna do a full fledged album. This is not just a couple
of just singling out right now, but
okay,
we'll put something together.
And how about artists? Are you gonna sign a couple of artists? Like, you gotta sign somebody from Liberty City. Sure. You gonna take it back to Miami?
We have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kareem from our crew here. He's doing video for you, right?
That's right there.
100%. That's why it's big on Kareem for hooking this up. Yeah. So, coming from Miami, seeing the movement of, you know, a Trick Daddy, and then seeing it, you know, a Trina, and then you just get to see Rick Ross.
Right.
And then now it trickling now, you get to see Kodak Black, even though what Kodak Black is going through. Did you ever see, like, because like to me, Kodak Black was one of the biggest. He could have been the biggest. You ever saw that coming from him?
I mean, you know, it's just like individuals. Like individuals, you know, people make decisions and put themselves in situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, so many guys in Miami, rappers and talent.
Right.
It just, you know, who lasts the longest.
Right. It's very true.
Yeah.
What's your favorite year in football that you played? What was
I'm still looking for it.
Oh, okay.
That's a good answer. Hell yeah.
What was your favorite in the past? It had to be Paul brung up that first year.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I think your rookie year, man, you just coming in the game, you're trying to get your feet wet, you're learning, new city, you know, new teammates.
Now, is it really like rookie hasting? Like, do they really mess with the rookies?
Not like freshmen?
Hazing?
Hazing.
No, I understood.
Kind of slowed it down, you know. In the past, it was a lot worse than what when it happened.
Nah, I mean, you from Liberty City. Not niggas ain't gonna play with you like that.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna ride.
A lot of niggas not gonna play with you like that. But I'm sure, did they fuck with other rookies and shit like that?
I mean, just normal stuff. Nothing to the point where it's a violation. It's just to build camaraderie to make the team together.
Right. Because this is a real gladiator sport.
Yeah.
It's a real gladiator sport. Yeah. So, like, they got to keep y'all, like, I think you said it earlier, organized violence. They got to keep y'all hungry, but then still keep y'all civilized at the same time. And it's like up in the air. It's like up in the air. But, shit, man, because you get to see, like, I get to see, like, people, OJ is giving, like, good advice on Twitter at this point.
Yo, that's crazy, right?
Like, y'all don't see OJ?
Nah, he's going in.
OJ?
He's going in. Like, if nothing ever happened.
Like, OJ's giving out good black advice. I'm looking at, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm taking this from OJ. OJ like, man, listen. These people shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like,
OJ's going in. He's
like,
going in, man.
Like, this shit is real, man. Shit is real out in the field, man. Shit is real. You fuck with Twitter or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, and Instagram, you fuck with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Facebook? Facebook nigga in here, right? Big him up, right?
He repping Instagram, Facebook,
That's the same brothers, right?
No, it is.
Facebook, Instagram, it's like Universal Def Jam, Interscope, y'all niggas can see
it. That's what it is,
check.
What up, dog? Where you at?
Same nigga,
dog. All right, there, Jesus.
All right, same nigga cut the check. God damn, this shit is real. Same nigga cut the check, goddamn. Now, last time I seen you was in college crib. You had a camera crew with you and everything. Was that something it looked like you was filming a documentary? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, we've been working on a documentary, so we've been
getting... Oh, you?
Yeah.
Whew. Not no 30 for 30.
Yeah, I know.
This is
Dirty for 30.
Oh.
Dirty for 30?
Dirty for 30.
Yeah. You know, I think we need more of that, of us telling our own stories.
Of course.
You know, that's why Straight Outta Compton is one of the illest movies out, is because it's them telling themselves. I think you telling your own story, your own documentary, you narrating it, I think that's genius. Or maybe Samuel L. Jackson. What's that shit called? Narrating it?
Narrating.
Yeah.
But is that what it is? It's your documentary about you? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of it? Oh, you can't
remember
that yet?
Stay tuned.
Okay. cool. It's long. We don't mind. We staying tuned. We fast, let's brother. Go. We
staying tuned right now?
Yeah, but I think that's dope, man. I think that's... Have you ever watched the 30 for 30s, though?
Absolutely, man.
Some of them are sad.
Yeah, inspiring, you know, just... Yeah. Autobiography is always motivation to see what people fell short or what they did well and learn from.
All right. Yeah. What was endorsement deals that you wanted to participate in?
I mean, endorsement?
Yeah.
I had a couple deals, a lot of deals.
Is there something more you want to get into or no?
I mean, not right now.
What isn't like an endorsement? That's just somebody just like...
I mean, you want to just get into ownership, man. Yeah, like, you ain't really...
You want to be endorsing your own shit.
Exactly.
Right.
If they ain't paying you to rock it, man, you just, you know, you being the supporter, so...
Right, yeah, that's
you're
very
trying
true.
To own more, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
You want to hire somebody else to endorse what you're doing. You want to have that empowerment.
Right. So, you got a clothing line or something you're working on too as well, or no?
Nah, we just freelancing with the drops, you know?
Okay.
A lot of phrase words as we use on shirts.
Okay.
But none to no clothing in America. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna ask you some random football questions.
Yeah.
What's my man that's on the Baltimore? The quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. What do you think about him?
He that boy.
He that boy.
Him.
Would you go to Baltimore?
We'll see.
He home team too.
I can see that.
Pompano.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, he from Pompano
Beach.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
No, Pompano.
Tell you, man, Florida, we got it, man.
Oh,
we got it.
Damn, I can see that chemistry right there.
Now you were drafted 6th in 2010, but Lamar Jackson was drafted last. Nobody picked him up.
Nah, he was first round, just
last.
Yeah,
he wasn't like within those.
Yeah.
But as when you got that call, that's unexpected too, right? There's no way that you know when you're getting drafted.
Nah, I just call you.
So it was well deserved. You felt that you earned that right to be drafted 6th, and congratulations. But how did you feel about that when they made that call?
Hell yeah,
that's going a big deal, man.
Going to the NFL. Hell yeah,
that's fucking big.
Shit, I can answer that question. I'm ecstatic. Motherfucker, hell yeah, the fuck. Going to the NFL. That shit is life. Because your life literally changes overnight, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and you see these student athletes now. When you see that, and you see these documentaries with these kids, and even just now, they actually didn't want to shut this game down that was taking place today.
Right.
And it was like the last moment they like actually tried to play the game without the fans, and then they slowed it down. But what do you think about that? As the student, they call them student athletes, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, as an athlete, you shouldn't just be prohibited or limited to the opportunities of a lifestyle to be creative and you know, be evolving.
All right.
You know, everyone could do multi skills if they can. You know,
right.
let them do it.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
Give us more free reigns to, you know, be more creative, you know, take advantage of more business, get better deals.
Yeah, but what I guess the point I'm trying to make is, like right now with the epidemic going on, they still try to keep the games going. If these athletes hurt themselves, their life is over. These guys that's, you know, own these quote unquote tournaments or these things, they will go on and be straight, and there'll be 10 other kids after that. How you feel? Because it almost made me feel like they treated them like product as opposed to people.
And that's the sad part, but, you know, that's the state of the world we in, you know? Right.
That's what sports is.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the way sports feels in general.
Yeah. Now, I thought after you make a certain amount of money.
I mean, look, what I was going to ask you is, like, do you think the NFL opens up the doors and opportunities for these players to end up being owners and being coaches? Is there enough of that? Like, is there a lane for that? It seems like there isn't, but I don't know. I'm not inside.
Right. I mean, you just got to keep paving the way, man, with creative guys that, you know, tap into the institution and just to make it for better for guys coming behind.
Like when I seen you on LeBron's show and you spoke about being an owner, was that something that you would go into to being with LeBron? Like if LeBron said, yo, let's go buy the Pistons, or let's go buy, you know what I'm saying? There's something you get down with like another athlete. Sure. Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
Yeah, I think that's a power.
I think we actually need to see that in this generation, for the generations to come after that, is to see powerful brothers like you, LeBron, together, you know, even Anthony Davis, like getting together, putting your money in something, maybe not necessarily in your own sport, but maybe in whatever sport, like you said. I think you said that he's like just being an owner, you know what I mean?
Yeah absolutely.
How important you think that is?
I think that'd be real important, you know, for history, for everyone, you know.
Right.
Camaraderie, togetherness, and, you know, breeds love, so we need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that when you know, you was on the internet a bunch, did you have enough support from your peers? Did you feel like that? Or it was just like certain people had to give you some time?
I just feel like, you know, the real ones would be there, you know, and you see who really with you, you know, when you go through stuff.
Right.
You know, the good, the bad, you know, you're going to see who really got your back. So, in times of, you know, adversity, you see who really with you, and you build your character from who you are.
And you squashed it with the police. Y'all back good?
Yeah, yeah.
Because used to
back good with the police?
Can you ever be good with the police? No, he's just sponsored like the athletic community. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
And did you mend that situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, everything's good.
That's awesome. Because they went public saying it wasn't.
Who's they?
The PAL, the Police Athletic League.
Oh, yeah. The police. They went public. That's a little different than just the police.
Continue fucking with them, but that's what's up.
Yeah, I think that's a power move. I think that, I think in our community, when we squash and amend things and make things right, it's never really focused on. I think the beefs and the problems.
Yeah,
and
that's what the spotlight's on.
And
nobody's showing that there's.
Yeah, no one shows the amendments when it's over and how much a person could be a big man. You know what I mean? And moving on. So we're gonna salute that, man. God damn it. Well, I'm gonna do another shot. Am I gonna stick with Bailey's?
Stick with Bailey. You already went there. You might as well stay there.
I might stick with Bailey. I'm gonna do it for AB. God damn it! Come on, we got gloves out here and all that. God damn it!
You can't cough in this coronavirus.
I know,
era,
man. I smoke marijuana. God damn it! This is my cough has been here for a long
time. Come on, Drink Chance Sports. You gotta have a shot with me.
Yeah, you gotta have a shot. God damn it!
Yeah, you gonna have to drink this broken glass. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I think I do vodka, man. Throw some motherfucking. Nah, I'll do one more Bailey's. Come on, I'ma hold it down, goddammit. Haz, what you got in your cup? I knew it.
Haz got cocaine in his cup.
He got cocaine in his cup.
That's cocaine Haz, man.
Yeah. It ain't nothing like being in Miami, AB.
I love Miami.
What made you not want to, like, you know, you got money, and, you know, most people move to New York due to the bright lights, or they move to Los Angeles, and, you know what I'm saying? What made you say, fuck that, I'm staying in the crib? Stay home.
Team, man.
Yeah.
It's a crib.
You more
comfortable. It's not like Miami, man. When you leave, you like leaving, but then you start missing it real quick. Mm-hmm. So you want to come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. That's the way I feel. That's the way I feel.
Y'all Miami niggas creeped up on me just now.
That's the way I feel.
Everybody looked at me like, that's the answer. That's it. All right, niggas.
That's the way I feel.
I've been out here 14 years. I'm half of y'all, niggas. I'm half of one of y'all.
Yo, you've been here a long time.
Yes. I'm half of one of y'all, niggas. So y'all, one thing about Miami, niggas, y'all love being from Miami.
We love it, man.
Oh, y'all love it. Oh, my God. The way they be like, what? I love it. I'm like, damn, nigga. But is it like that? Is this something that's just embedded in you?
It's just the crib, man. Where we from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you would never play for here. Maybe.
Nah, come on, man. Play for the Dolphins. Come on.
No, you say you're going to throw some chickens in the where? I don't know what you said.
No, he want to do some Santeria shit.
Creep me out, what you said.
I heard from my
He wanted to do some Santeria.
You heard from your Cuban people that what?
That's how they take a chicken, they throw it in
no,
the
No, they definitely the street, doing that right now.
And then the good shit happens.
Wait, they take
I mean, and the bad. No, the good and the bad could happen.
The way you just said that is very generic. Take chicken and put it in a bag. I do that all the time. Nothing good happens to me.
No.
So what are you talking about?
They kill it.
No, you got to kill the actual chicken.
No.
What you mean, regular?
Throw that shit in the
Don't
look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back.
But can I get to
it? Yeah, you got
to
pass it. Quítate los limones, bro. Yeah, los demons, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, throw that bitch out.
I wasn't ready.
Out of here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
May I ask you a question? Mm. Back to the NFL experience. You went to Oakland, so you met John Gruden. You went to Patriots. You met Bill Belichick. But you were with Coach Tomlinson for many years.
Yeah.
Now, being a black coach in the NFL is...
That's my nigga with the hat, right? He always had the hat.
And he was also the youngest.
That nigga, his hairline must be fucked
up. Yeah, he looked like Omar Epps, but in a good
way. He don't never take off his hat.
He was the youngest coach when he won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So how did that feel, you know, being a black athlete, being a black coach?
That's a good question.
You know, that was who you saw first. That was your first experience into the game.
Yeah, so what you asked?
How did you feel coming into the league?
Did it make a difference?
Being that Coach Tomlinson had made a name for himself at a young age,
right?
How was that mentorship that you experienced?
I mean, obviously, you know, he's a guy who understands guys like myself coming from the environments we come from. So obviously, he could relate to me and other players in a way of such understanding as other coaches may not have. So, you know, his leadership and examples, discipline, and helping like young players be successful in the league was really good.
He felt the same way because he went on record yesterday saying you'll always be a Steeler, no matter what. Even though you know, the talks isn't about that, but he just wanted to go and say once a Steeler, always a Steeler, and he gave you that prop. So that was pretty cool too.
That's an honor.
Thanks so much. Salute. Are we gonna get his headline right at some point? At some point, we're gonna get his hairline right. You know what I'm saying? Coronavirus. Come on. At one point, we're gonna get his hairline right because something ain't right. He got hats on a lot.
Ah, oof. Columbia wide.
Might be my new shit. Bailey's, baby.
Jeez. Bailey's is good, man. Bailey's you gotta stick
good.
To it, man.
Bailey's is good. So we back in training. That's why we're not drinking. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm assuming. And if not, I'm just spread the rumor. I'm gonna just say,
he's back. He's ready.
I'm gonna say he's I seen him catch, you know, a Hail Mary from Wynwood to Overtown. And I seen it myself. You know what I'm saying? Because we need brothers like you. We need strong brothers like you. That's a part of the hip hop community. Not only a part of, you know, growing up from the hood like us, but you know, there's hip hop athletes. There's athletes that just scream hip hop. And we need them. You know what I'm saying? We need the Allen Iversons. We need the ABs. We need the Adrian Broners. We need the Floyd Mayweathers. We need the
LeBron. Come on, LeBron.
We need LeBron. Yeah. Excuse me. We need the Anthony Davis. The people that we know that's not just from our community, but understands our community. So. We need you. And I think you're ready to come back and just kill him again.
Get it.
That's it, right?
You can see he's ready. Yeah, man. He's ready.
Yeah. Because you got the focus in your eye. And I seen you did the Hot 97 interview and the Breakfast Club interview, but it seems like you needed all that to just come back around. This is the full-fledged you now. Is this correct? This is correct? Because, you focused. You look focused. And I'm going to make some noise for that, guys. And I'm proud of that. So we established that you're doing a documentary. We established that. We didn't establish you're gonna go ever try to act or something like that. I think I asked you. I don't know if you answered. No acting. Okay, why? Because what do you feel about acting? it makes you fake.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just he's not into that right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who said they're not acting too? Someone else said they'll never. Oh shit! When I watched Kobe shit, Kobe Bryant said he'll never act. Did you see Kobe's funeral?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, man, that was pretty sad, right?
Yeah.
Did you have a relationship with Kobe?
No, I met him a few times.
And how was that interaction?
Well, Kobe Bryant, you know, inspired a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people around the world, you know, work ethic.
Of course.
His mama mentality. And so obviously, you know, what he meant to a lot of people all over the world, you know, just off his work ethic and his ability to play the game.
Right. Yo, 2020 has been a rough year so far, right?
Yeah, it's just been crazy, man.
Oh, Jesus.
It's
only month three.
It could only go up from here, though. It can only get better.
Yeah, right?
Has to.
Yeah. What if it get worse?
Nah, it ain't getting worse. Fuck
but
that
what
shit.
Worse could it get?
It could get worse. But it ain't gonna get worse. Fuck that.
Alright. I'm gonna roll with you. It's not gonna get worse. Let's just roll with that. I'm gonna roll another blunt. This could get better.
Wanna take another shot?
I'm in. Another shot. Now I'm gonna mix it with vodka. Now is this when I get fucked up?
Yeah.
When I mix it with vodka. Yo, but can you take
you the take shot too?
Can we wash this out? Because I'm drinking for AB, man. And I'm like I said, man, I'm very proud of your movement. I'm very proud. And like I said, man, that record you got is very, very good. I think motherfuckers is they a little mad because they're like, yo, he can't be sounding better than these rappers that's out. You sound a lot better than them young niggas. That's real shit. That's real shit. So and you gonna full fledged album, we're gonna do that. I forgot if we established that, did we? Yeah, we established that full fledged album, full fledged label. We got a Vivendi.
Any features
like
on the album?
Not yet.
Anybody you thinking of?
Nori, what up?
Okay, no. Well, we ain't get to your favorite. Your favorite. Who's your favorite growing up? Like, come on.
He said he didn't want to talk about it. Please, man. We need to go.
Subject got changed.
He said he didn't want to talk, but we're bringing it back.
Come on, JT, the bigger figure, got it. One of them niggas. That's the name?
JT Money. JT bigger figure and JT Money, two different people.
I know. JT bigger figure from the Bay. Yeah. JT Money from here.
JT Money from here. Poison Clans. That's Miami, yeah.
Two Live Crew. You got to be fucking with some of them niggas. What's if you go on a remote island right now and you got an album that's gonna remind you of your childhood. What is that?
Remind you of the childhood?
Your childhood, yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Ooh, that's a good one. Good night. That's a good. What else? Come on. What else?
Hot Boys.
Ooh. All right, there's a couple of Hot Boys.
He want the group.
Yeah, but there was Hot Boys on No Limit, and there was the Hot Boys on Cash Money.
No, I think he's talking about Cash Money.
Cash Money. Remember, there was one on No Limit. Silk the Shocker was a part of that group.
Let's not
act like we don't remember that.
Right.
Silk the Shocker was the man at one point. A lot of y'all not looking, making eye contact with me.
Don't forget what you said.
A lot of y'all not making eye contact with me. But listen, I respect Silk.
Yeah, I respect Silk too, but,
Silk. He won an award over me.
But
I
Cash
never felt like
Cash
he
Money
won
Hot
award.
Boys, I'm going to have to stand up and give it to him.
I keep it 100.
I'm going to give it to Cash Money Hot Boys.
Cash Money Hot Boys?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to him. No disrespect to No
I'm
Limit.
I'm giving it to them as well.
Yeah.
What about that Nori body in the trunk?
Come on, dude. Won an award for that neither, but one time at an award show, we had an award show, is me, Big Pun, DMX, Corrupt, and against Silk the Shocker. We all in the same category. We all know we going red. We all know. We're like, come on. No one takes Silk serious.
And this is New York? It's in New York.
This is Miami.
Oh, this is
the Source Award.
We're all together.
They coming up, me punning. I'm just looking at everybody like it's imaginary ties because we ain't have ties, but like in my mind, I was fixing the tie and they said, Silk the Shock. I said, Motherfucker. I just fucking with you, Silk, but I just feel like I still deserve that award. Right. Like to this day, I feel like I still deserve that award, and I think I got Benzino to admit that they paid for the award. I'm not sure.
Shout out to Silk, but
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That was a low blow. No, I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
No, it's real shit.
I'm not sure. We did kind of ask Benzino that. Right?
I think he kind of admitted to it.
He said they paid for ads. He said they paid for ads. Yeah. They didn't pay for the actual
shout
award.
Shout out to Benzino.
They paid for ads. So shout to all of them niggas. Guys,
yeah,
all
man.
But my heart was hurt for weeks, and as you can see, this is 20 years later, and I'm still talking about it. So obviously,
that shit still
hurts me. Yes. Is there a moment in your career that you wish you could go back and like do over? Because that's one of mine. I would have like.
Not really. Not right now.
Okay. No regrets. You saying?
No regrets.
That's hard. And no regrets. Fuck. No regrets. Quick time.
Quick time with slime? A quick weed with slime.
This quick time with slime. This is just, I'm going to give you one or the other. You pick whichever one you want. Okay. Lil Wayne or Drake?
Damn. Right, Drake.
Nicki or Cardi B?
Probably Cardi B.
Nas or Jay-Z?
Damn. Shit, both.
Okay.
I heard your other answers, though.
Okay, Raekwon or Rakim?
Probably Rakim.
Okay, Trick Daddy or Kodak?
Trick Daddy.
Okay, Trina or the City Girls?
Trina.
Okay. All right, I got one more. All right, what is my one more? I'll give one more. Who?
Kids in pushing.
Nah, you gotta relax. Stop naming your friends, man. Everything don't gotta be about your friends, all right? Jesus, I got one more. All right.
Do it football related.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. San Diego or San Francisco?
Whoever got the most chicken.
God damn it, I respected that. Woo! I respected that. Salud, I'm taking a shot behind that, goddamn. What kind of shot is this? This looks disrespectful.
I don't know. You're drinking vodka, bro. I'm drinking Colombian white.
You can't go from Bailey's to Ciroc, right?
I don't think you can, but you're doing it. Let's do it. I'm drinking Miami's own Colombian white. Let's go.
Ooh. That shit needed some ice or something.
Nah, you don't get that.
Really?
Drink chance, baby.
So, if you had one, person to... bring back from the dead to collaborate with you on music. So, anybody that passed away, you could collaborate with you on music. Who would it be?
Nipsey Hussle.
I thought you said Biggie Smalls.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle was great. Did you meet Nipsey Hussle? Yeah, cool dude, right?
Yeah, really cool.
It's a tragedy was going on, right? Like, I couldn't see that. And he was doing the right thing, going back to his hood and things like that. Is it ever a problem for you going back to your hood? Not, like, from people, but just period, because, like, sometimes you might come out and everybody comes out when you come out. Is it things like that you deal with?
I'm good in my hood.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Me too, I'm good in the hood too, but when I go out sometimes it's like everyone comes out to see me. Yeah. And it's like too many people come out, the good, the bad, the ugly, the in between. And sometimes it's like, you know, I have to be cautious because I leave. You know what I'm saying? As much as I go to the hood, or as much as I say hi, or as much as I hang out, I gotta sometimes always be cautious that I leave.
You gotta leave.
Yeah, you gotta leave, man. You can't stay, man. I know niggas that really stay like in the projects and famous with money. It's terrible, because it's post-traumatic syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been through it. They deserve the position they at, and they still will go back. You know what I'm saying? So we always got to be cautious of that. So I'm glad you don't have to deal with any of that, man. Definitely, man. So what's your favorite Miami tradition? Is it Calle Ocho? Is it motherfucking, what, Art Basel?
Goombe.
Goombe. Hell yeah, yeah. Goombe.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Goombe,
man.
You've never invited me. What is that?
it's like another Calle Ocho type of thing. Yeah.
But with goons?
No, man. Goombe. It's Caribbean.
It's Caribbean.
It's Caribbean.
Oh, so a lot of, okay. I'm in.
What do you mean? A lot of what?
I figured a lot of shooting. Jamaicans.
Goombe's dope, man.
Goombe. What is that? Describe what it is.
I mean, it's Goombe. I can't. It's literally the Caribbean version. I mean, it's like Cayocho just got commercialized, but Cayocho used to be like Goombe, but on a smaller scale. Now Goombe is. It's going up to that level, though. It's just a Caribbean thing. Go there. Yeah, you could get all different from different islands. You could get all kinds of food.
Now, is the Goonies
music.
There?
No, man, it's not Goonies, man.
I'm talking about
Goombe, man.
From the movie.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
It's like a Caribbean festival.
That's hard.
That's
hard. And where does it take place at?
In the Grove, right?
Yeah.
In the Grove? Really? I only been in the Grove a couple times.
How about Peace in the Hood? You ever go to Peace in the Hood?
Sometimes.
Peas in the Hood?
Peace in the Hood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DJ Uncle Al, that he started
Uncle Al,
that. Yeah,
I remember
Peace
that.
In
the Hood.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Uncle Al, man.
Goddamn. Y'all niggas in Miami, man. Let's get some more football questions, Paul.
Well, I got a question for you.
I know you do.
Okay, every athlete, they come to their own. On a training level or on a discipline level. Now, we were able to see from the Hard Knock show, you training in the pool, you training on the beach. Mm. Was that something that you learned on your own, or was somebody implemented that strategy for you?
Mm. Now, you learned it after years and years of just training.
But high school doesn't do that, right? It's more college level or
when
high school?
I was in high school, we went to the beach.
In high school, did you know you were going to further move on?
Yeah. That's when it starts, you know, the belief, you know, you gotta believe it.
Mm-hmm. And were you involved in the Little League?
Yeah, I played with Quinn Cherry like 10 years.
So we got to get, oh yeah, you mentioned that earlier, my bad. But that's a lot of respect and congratulations at a young level to know that, to get into that mind frame and move on to high school, move on to college. Devontae Freeman also from home team, but he came up through the Liberty City Warriors. But that training, back to what I was saying, you do that on your own, like you wake up on your own and you don't have a trainer, yeah. You don't do it, that's self-discipline.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I congratulate you on that too. Sometimes the congratulation has to be more than just accolades and trophies. It has to be like a handshake. And I commend you for that also, because that's hard, you know, nobody can do that.
Well, give him a deep handshake because Corona right now.
Elbow.
you gotta relax, man. I'm scared of this Corona shit. Is anybody else like, I know I'm reiterating.
No, it's serious.
I mean, we see you scared. You got gloves on right now, bro.
Yeah, I got that.
They shut down March Madness. They pushed back everything.
So you started a game during your sophomore season in 2008 against Temple and had 3 receptions, 33 yards, and a season-high 2 touchdown receptions.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is in your, what did I just say, your sophomore year against Temple? So this is coming up. Holy moly, guacamole.
Do you remember these? Or
because I can keep going.
Or there's too many things that you did that were off the chain.
You were the first. Remember.
You were the first one-handed catch before.
Yeah, homeboy bit his shit.
Before Odell and Jarvis. Yeah. So you still do that now? That's part of your training, also.
Of course.
But does every wide receiver train?
You train for the one-hand catch?
You have to.
They have a machine that spits the ball out.
I saw that.
And it's like the speed changes, right?
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's not easy. Everybody can't do that.
Nah, not everybody can do that at all.
You ever get mad where people compare you to like Odell because some people just compare you because y'all black? You ever feel like that?
I mean, you know, when you're a signed player, you know, you're gonna get the comparisons, and it's a part of the game.
Yeah, I respect
just
that.
Embrace it.
Yeah, y'all 2 different players to me, totally. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I can understand, like, you know, especially with the one-handed catch, I feel like most people just do it because they.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun, like Steph Curry. Now everybody wants you 40 feet back when before they wasn't doing that. So how do you feel being a veteran in the game? Do you mentor the youngins, or you still focus on beating everybody?
Nah, you gotta make it better for the guys to come behind you. So, you know, being a leader, you know, helping the young guys. What it's about.
Is your focus local? Like locally here in Miami? Like,
Yeah. College kids here, you know, local kids at the high school park. Got my own gym here in Lauderdale called 84/7 Fitness. So,
that's dope.
So we host a couple of players and, you know, training and making sure.
That's good. That's a way to give back. Now, let's say in shows, being that you've had a little bit of a dim light on some controversy, people like you. People love you. Kids all over. Even, like, I tell you what. On the Hard Knocks show, I didn't want to watch it because it was the Raiders. Right. But then when you went to the Raiders, I tuned in myself to watch you.
Right.
But then when you were hurt and then you weren't, let's say, specifically on the show, they still took a camera crew to you. And you went to a high school game and the entire crowd was, A.B., A.B.
Nigga.
And that's hard. So that's not a crowd that's not a Miami crowd, but they all gave you the crowd, they all gave you the picture, they all gave you, and you said something important that stuck to me when you said you got to give back and you got to give everybody time. And athletes at your stature don't have that time or want to give back to the fans.
Mm.
So you actually proven yourself to be a lot more than what people see you. As
more than an athlete.
More than an athlete. Now, is that because it's 10 years in the game or because you're just maturing? Like, there's a difference in being an athlete ego and a personal growth ego.
At the end of the day, you're a person first, so you know, you treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
You know, so that's the principle I live on, no matter what your position or role or who you is, you know, you treat people how you want to be treated.
That's a great answer.
The golden rule.
Well, AB, we want to let you know, man, we fuck with you in your real life, in real time. I tell you, I fuck with your record, man. I fuck with what you're doing. I'm going to support it, man. I'm going to let you know where I live off camera, too, because I'm driving down the block. But I don't want to help these motherfuckers. But what I'm saying is, man, you're a great guy. Every time I see you, I want to support you. Anytime you want to promote anything, you want to promote your artist, you want to promote anything,
we're here.
We film in the crib. I'm not from Miami, but I live in Miami.
But the show was born in Miami.
This show was born in Miami. So anytime you want to come and promote, I want to salute you and your queen. I want to salute that next step in your life. And I want to say that that's a dope thing, man. You know what I mean? I want to continue to respect that and just show you love, my brother. And anytime you ever want to come and say anything to anybody, you can say here. You know what I mean? We prefer the positive, but if you want to come negative too, we'll take that as well. My God. Time out, man. We just take a couple of pictures and we wrap it up, man.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.